Kilayim Perik Beis Mishnah Zayin Hayarosh Tor Chitim Nichnas B'Toch Shal Saorim Mutter B'Pneishu Nira B'Kisof Sadeo. So a person has a Rosh Tor, the Rav says it's the name of a type of jewelry for a woman, and it's like a triangle, that's the shape. So the Mishnah is dealing with a case where the person's edge of his field, which was a field of, for example, wheat, that went into his field of barley. The way the Mefarshim explained, doesn't actually go in, it just means it touches, or it goes right up against. And there's a picture below. So here it's mutter because it looks like it's the edge of his field. Even though there's no space of, like we had in the previous Mishnah, of two amos. But similarly, like we had in the previous Mishnah, since it slants into it, it does not appear as they were sowed and planted together as kilayim. Now the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, important to know, and he explains this in the name of the Kesef Mishnah, that the only isser of kilayim in HaTorah is dafka when one plants kilayim together at the same time. So all these cases are really just an issue of midrabanan, of maris ayin, of how it looks. And therefore, sometimes you'll find a lot of different ways that there could be makel. So like in this example, they were makel if it appears this way, so it's not a problem of maris ayin. And I have a picture below. Mishnah continues, second case, shelo chitim v'shel chaveru min acher. What if now he has a friend that has the field next to him? So the first case we dealt was with his own field. Second case is a field that's next to his adjacent friend. So his is wheat, and his friend's is a different species. Let's call it barley. I have a picture below. Mutter l'smoch lo me'oso amin. So he can finish off his own field and put the same species as his friend's field. So he can put in his own field, he had wheat, and then he had a gap, and then he had his friend's field of barley. He can actually put in barley in that missing gap, even though the barley is going to be right next to the wheat of his own field. Why? Because here, there's not going to be marisai, and like the Rav explains, people are going to just assume that the barley that he planted here is just the continuation of his friend's barley from his friend's field, and they're not going to know the dividing line is between the two barleys. So when they see this barley, it's just one long barley field. They're going to think it's his friend's, and therefore it's not a problem of kilayim. Just important to know, I'm not sure if I mentioned, but there's no kilayim issue also from a person's field to his friend's field. When there are two different owned fields, even midrabanan, there's not a problem of kilayim. That's why when people think that it's his friend's field, it's not a problem of kilayim. Next case, shelo chitim v'shel chaveru chitim. So similarly, if he and his friend both have wheat, but he's got a little space that goes right adjacent to his friend's field, mutter lismach lo talim shel pishtin. He can fill it in with a row of flax. V'lo talim shel min acher, but he cannot fill it with any other type of species. So why is he allowed to fill it with flax? Flax is a problem with wheat, that's kilayim. So the Rav says also it's not a problem of marisayin here too, because people will not think that he's just planting it together in order to make kilayim with the wheat. Rather, he's just testing his field if this is a field that's conducive to grow flax or not. Because flax, like we had in the previous Mishnah, the seeds were very large. You have to plant a lot of flax. So for him to just plant one small roll of flax, that's not really a benefit. It's so obvious that what he's doing is he's just testing to see if it can grow, because flax needs a large area to plant. However, it's just specifically flax. Masha enkein any other species, a person can't even put, even if it's at the end of his field, he can't even put another species just to test it, because people are not going to assume that he's just testing it. Rather, they're going to think that he's trying to grow kilayim there. Rabbi Shimon Oymer, echad zera pishtan v'echad kol haminin. So the Rav learns Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon's more machmer, and he says that not just are other species usser, even if you're putting it at the end of your field, even if it's only one row, but even flax is going to be usser, because people won't know that he's testing his field even by flax. They'll think that he's doing it to grow it there, and it's marasayim of kilayim. Now Rabbi Yossi, the last sheet is the most makel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af be'emsa sadeum mutu livdoik betalim shel pishtan. So Rabbi Yossi says that pishtan, he agrees with the Tanakama, that one is allowed to plant a row of pishtan, of flax. However, what he's more makel with is that he does not even need to do it at the end of his field. Rather, he can do it smack in the middle of his own field, because everybody knows going to Biosi that he's not trying to have the pishtan stay there and grow and develop it. Rather, he's just trying to test the field if it's good enough to grow flax. The Rav says the halacha is like the Tanakama, and one can grow flax, but not in the middle of his field. He has to do it at the edge of his field.